Good morning, Dean. This news about Moritz Saul, you know, around Chicago, a lot of people knew him because he always called Mr. Kelly's his second home, didn't he?
He did. He was born in Canada. I never knew that until I was reading the obit. I guess I figured he was a New Yorker, but was always in Chicago, loved Chicago, constantly appeared at the old Mr. Kelly's nightclub. And I remember him once saying that when he dies, he wants to be buried in Chicago because he would like to remain politically active.
Well, you know what? I mean, he influenced all sorts of comedians, younger generation of comics. And up until fairly recently, wasn't he still working the college circuit?
He sure was. In his 80s, he was still out there. And before there was a Daily Show, before there was John Oliver, you know, all the comedy that comedians do today, there was Moritz Saul. He really was the one that made the transition from, you know, comedians coming out and talking about their, hey, my mother-in-law.
Right.
You know, my wife is so blah, blah, blah. He came out and he was talking about the presidents. He you know, famously for years in the mid-60s, did a whole routine on the Warren Commission investigating the assassination of John Kennedy. Talk about that for big laughs during a comedy show. But, you know, the greatest names in comedy all were influenced by Moritz Saul. George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Dick Gregory, Robin Williams was a huge fan, Bill Maher, Jon Stewart, David Letterman. The list really goes on and on. And he passed away at his home in California yesterday, 94 years old.
Yeah, he had this newspaper. That was his trademark. He carried a newspaper with him on stage. And I know recently he joked he probably should have replaced it with a laptop.
Right, right. Get an iPad out there or something. Right. Newspaper, what's that?
I saw at the beginning of the World Series last night, Bill Murray did the intro, and I thought that he's got to be promoting something, and it's a new Marvel movie, isn't it?
Well, it's what he's promoting right now is the new movie, the new Wes Anderson movie that he's in. But he, when he was doing an interview with the German newspaper, he slipped and accidentally revealed that he is going to be in the next Ant-Man movie, the next a Marvel movie. And he caught himself mid-sentence and said, you know, I guess I probably shouldn't have revealed that, but I have already. So there it goes. I mean, that's typical of any Bill Murray interview. You never really know what's going to happen. But the bottom line is he is in this new Wes Anderson film, and he will be in this new Ant-Man movie, you know, of course, that stars Paul Rudd. But he's going to have a role in it as well.
And there's going to be a sequel to Dune, isn't there?
They finally announced it. I've been saying this since I reviewed it on Friday, that I loved the movie. I loved everything except the ending of this new Dune movie, which is the number one movie in America right now. It's magnificent. See it on a bigger screen as possible, says Dean Richards, WGN. You know, it's you know, magnificent. The acting is great. But one of my big pet peeves with movies is when they don't complete the movie. If this is the only movie in the Dune series that you see, you're going to feel really ripped off, because just as things are starting to get really good, the movie ends, the credits start rolling. And, you know, obviously there's going to be a part two. Only when they made this movie, they hadn't confirmed that there was going to be a part two until yesterday. Warner Brothers Pictures yesterday made it official, saying that they are going to be making Dune 2. My guess is that Dune 2 is pretty much already shot. The way that they normally do this is when they do one, they do the second one at the same time while they're out in the desert. And, you know, they have all the locations. They just shoot everything all at one time. But this movie, Dune 2, is scheduled to be released October of 2023, only in theaters, they're saying. They're saying it will not be simultaneously released on HBO Max.
I was watching TV the other night. I saw a commercial for the Carole King musical Beautiful. Now, I really don't like theater. I'm really not a fan, and
really?
I'm especially against seeing any musical theater. But I'll tell you something. When I saw the commercial, I thought, you know, I'd see this again. I thought that was a great show.
Bob, this has your name written all over it. It's called Beautiful. It's the story of Carole King. It's called the Carole King Musical. It won all kinds of Tony Awards on Broadway, including one for Evanston's own Jesse Mueller, who originated the role of Carole King in New York. Jesse's sister also starred as Carole King, Abby Mueller. She toured with the show, and now it's about to open again here in Chicago on November the 2nd. It's really only going to be in town next week, but if you are a Carole King fan of Tapestry or the many songs that Carole King has written or her life story, this is a show for you. I got a little preview of the show. I went over and interviewed the star of the show, Sarah Shepard, who now plays Carole King, about the show itself.
Adele's new music, and it's a hot one, isn't it, Dean?
It really is. It's her first hit in 5 years, more than 5 years. It was 2015 that her song Hello went to the number one spot. She took home a whole armful of Grammy Awards following that. And now the first song from her new album was just released last week, called Easy On Me. That's what we're listening to right now. Gorgeous. And in its first week, it debuts on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in the number one position. So, you know, she's off to a really good start again. In addition, yesterday, Adele announced her first concert dates supporting that album. Not going to be anywhere near us. Going to be London's Hyde Park for two nights only next July. And they haven't announced any other concert dates for that, although I have to think that a North American tour certainly will be following that pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for the full album, it's called 30. She always names her albums after whatever her age was while she was recording the album. So this album is called 30, and it's going to be coming out on November the 19th for your holiday shopping.
Yeah, I wonder if that'll give Paul McCartney an idea for his next album that he'll call 80. a hit streaming show is Succession, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the most popular shows out there right now on HBO. And they announced yesterday that Succession will be back for a fourth season. They scored the highest audience ratings for a premiere night of any original series on HBO Max since the streaming platform was launched. The first episode of season three that came out a few weeks ago. And the second season won 7 Grammy Awards, including Best Drama of the Year. So this is the hottest, you know, like one of the hottest dramas on TV right now. They are saying that this fourth season could be the final one for Succession, but at least we're going to get one more season out of it, according to HBO.
What's cooking on TV today?
Doing a little cooking today. I have to admit, I mean, I should promote this better because, you know, I know what people love is the injury factor. Can I burn, cut, or...
Yeah, we want to see that.
...somehow hurt myself while I'm cooking. And I'm doing a chili in a slow cooker. So really, it was really just putting everything in the slow cooker and waiting for 8 hours for it to cook. So, you know, outside of my glasses getting steamed up when I take the top off of the slow cooker, that's really all I have.
Well, if you can't see, you're liable to bump into something and spill it.
Yeah, that's true. I could trip. I could fall something. So, you know, tune in anyway, and you know, see what might happen today. It's at 9:35 on Channel 9.
All right, Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.